I'm speaking with current Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Wansley Walters. So welcome to our Capitol Report program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the reason why we're here is you're leaving the agency soon on June 30th to retire. Talk a little bit about that and what made you come to this decision.
Well, I think I would rather call it a timeout instead of a retirement. But it's been a very intensive 3.5 years. And all of the major goals have been accomplished. We have a lot of things in the works. And when we pass the bill, it's time to take a break.
And I believe the bill you're talking about is the rewrite of the Florida law that governs juvenile justice that passed this session. So speaking of which, how would you say the department fared in the 2014 legislative session? And did all your priorities get through?
Yes, they did. It was a very special session for this agency. We have been working for about 3 years to position us to update the statutes that govern the juvenile justice system. And we did it in a very collaborative way with a lot of partnership throughout the state of Florida. We initially drafted a roadmap to systems excellence, took it around the state as a draft, and asked people to provide us with input. That served as the foundation for us to take that and overlay it with our statute and start to adjust those laws to really reflect the kind of system that not only law enforcement and prosecutors and judges say that they wanted, but also parents and advocates and educators. And we were able to put an initial bill together for the section of the statutes 985 that really reflect what we've been doing to make this a better system. And I don't even think it's the end of the reforms or the end of the updating of the laws. I think it really represents the beginning, because we now have people thinking about taking it to additional levels and looking at different other parts of the system that maybe didn't make it into the first draft. We also had an education bill pass that is going to increase the funding for school districts, for children that are serving in our residential programs. It's going to be easier for them to get vocational training and different kind of skill sets that are going to help them get jobs when they leave our programs. And as far as the legislature is concerned, they were very generous with our department in giving us additional funding and enhancing the programs that are in the front end of our system. So it was a really, really good year for us.
Now, before you were tapped by the governor, you worked as the head of Miami-Dade's Juvenile Services Department. So what's made you passionate about working for the juvenile justice system all these years?
Well, when I was growing up, I was just in trouble all the time. And I never quite understood how I was constantly getting into trouble. And I think that there are thousands of kids who find their way into the juvenile justice system that ask that same question. So I feel compassion for children, because so often they just have no idea. They make some foolish choices and show some poor judgment, but my gosh, they're children. So we have to have a system that is going to protect their best interest. And protecting their best interest is not treating them so cruelly that we make them more angry and more unlikely to fit in. We can't interrupt their education. We need to ensure that they're getting a good education. And we need to, if they're angry or they're upset or they're acting out, we need to teach them a better way, how to deal with those issues and how to act in a way that is going to allow them to have a good future. Because I think that in many cases, the juvenile justice system has simply taken children from the deeper end of this system and prepared them to go to prison. Because by the time they're done, there's not a whole lot of options or a lot of hope for them.
And what is something that you feel very proud of? Just kind of expound on a few things that you feel is a focus and was a focus during your tenure. And one of the things that I'm sure you're going to talk about is civil citations. Whenever I think about you, that's probably the thing that comes to mind the most, and that some say helped bring down the overall juvenile crime rate.
Well, you couldn't say anything that makes me happier to hear that. Certainly civil citations is playing a role in that. And a civil citation is not a parking ticket. It is basically just a term that's used for a child that's going into a diversion program for a first-time misdemeanor. It's very accountable. It's got some requirements, and the child who has committed that misdemeanor has some responsibilities that they have to adhere to. But what it does is it allows us to really check on whether that child has got some issues that we can address right up front. And if they are successful in doing everything that's required of them, then we do not put their arrest record into the criminal justice database, which is going to be instrumental for those kids to be able to get a job, get school loans, get admitted into schools. So that's playing a big role. Another big role in bringing down the arrest rate has been doing the assessments at the earliest point of entry, whether it's for a more serious crime or for a misdemeanor, starting to determine, is this a child with substance abuse? Is this a child with family issues? Is this a child who doesn't need a whole lot of services, just needs to maybe do some restitution and have community service? It allows us to treat them as individuals. And when you start treating them as individuals and giving them a real pathway to getting themselves out of trouble, these children are responding to that. And I think our whole department is really proud of that.